This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
A local advocacy group working on behalf of people experiencing mental illness and addictions is looking to expand its membership. The Nanaimo Mental Health and Addictions Advisory Council was originally formed to discuss community needs and work on collaborative service development initiatives. The group works to have a voice in setting priorities and directions in the delivery of services to persons with mental health and addiction issues, including children, youth, seniors, and adults.
The Advisory Council includes an extensive list of service providers among its membership, and now the group is calling for the increased involvement of people who actually receive those services. Advisory Council co-chairs Paula Skilton and Chris Sutton join us in the studio to speak about their work. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Paula, you spoke recently about the need for increased membership, telling the Nanaimo News Bulletin we're not hearing what the issues are for the people who are experiencing the issues. Tell us more about that.
Well, I think that we're not having enough people who are using the services and family members coming to the table throughout the entire gambit, that being adult users and family members, representatives from child and youth, and seniors as well. There's no one at the table representing seniors at all, really. And if people aren't there, how do we know what service is being delivered or not delivered, and how then can we address the issues?
The issues are also relevant in our First Nations community. They're not sitting at our table.
Right.
The multicultural groups in town, they're not sitting at our table.
So
we need to hear from them.
Yeah.
Also addictions. There's no one from addictions.
People who are actually active in addiction and involved with the dual diagnosis situation and stuff like that.
There may be a family member not currently involved in the system, but from the past, but no one currently involved in it or recently from there. So, you know, we really need those active voices.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the last meeting we might have had three or four people who were using the services or representing family members representing the services. And how can that effectively translate over? That's not enough voices.
Has it always been a struggle to attract individuals who are using services to come into this group?
Yes.
Yeah. Very much
what
so.
What do you think the major cause of that is?
That's a huge debate among the table. You know, I think stigma is one issue. You know, do you want to bring yourself to the table? I think it takes a certain kind of person to come to the table. I think there's myth about your service being compromised, and that is certainly, a myth. I think, though, if we are going to facilitate any kind of change in service delivery, or at least know what's happening out there, you have to come to the table and talk about your experiences or your group's experiences. And we're not talking about, you know, coming and discussing a personal beef, but just a reflection of what is happening out there, not just necessarily in the hospital, but in all of service provision, you know, whether it be having your child go to child and youth mental health or having an experience with an outreach worker or something like that.
Transition from child and youth into adult services, there's a big blank spot there that we are aware of, but we don't have any people at the table to actually voice those concerns.
This is People First Radio. We're speaking today with Paula Skilton and Chris Sutton, who are the co-chairs of Nanaimo's Mental Health and Addictions Advisory Council.
People sitting at the table in discussion with you, include some persons with mental health and addictions and or family members. How did you two become involved in this process? I know you're seeking to have people involved. So what was your stories about what brought you here?
Chris.
We have a son with concurrent disorder. And when we were struggling to find answers, Ron Plekis directed us to the Schizophrenia Society, where we took the family-to-family course, and I became involved then with the Schizophrenia Society, and from there, Ron invited me to the Advisory Council.
Paula.
It's a really loaded question for me. you know, I think everybody sitting at that table, whether they're a service provider or a family member or someone who accesses the services themselves, has some connection to mental health on a personal level. And I find it really interesting the service providers themselves don't identify whether or not it's a personal connection. For myself, obviously, there's going to be a personal connection. Obviously, it's generally family.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm very careful in my disclosure. And unfortunately, I have to be because of the stigma bug.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it's quite a conundrum because I don't want to, because I think that we should be discussing it very openly, and I have very much so in the past, and mm-hmm. I've given a lot of thought to this question, and I don't, I find it very, very frustrating because I think we should be fighting stigma left, mm-hmm. right, and center, and I feel like I'm doing it a huge disservice, but I find also that sometimes we have to protect the people that
and each circumstance
that are,
is unique.
That are involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that our society is not as forgiving or as progressive as I would like it to be. And the people that we think are going to be as embraced in dealing with stigma.
Mm-hmm.
Paula,
mm-hmm.
has the group experienced any significant advocacy successes, or has the group passed through a number of projects or tasks that allowed the group members to feel a sense of accomplishment? I'm wondering if there's anything you'd like to share.
Certainly. I think, you know, speaking about stigma, when I first became involved, we did, which was almost approximately 10 years ago, we put on our very first public forum, and that was on the topic of stigma. And I think it brought great awareness to the topic in the community. And since then, we've had a series of subsequent forums in the community. And I think that's brought service providers and users of the service and family members together.
Chris, mm-hmm. does anything come to mind for you in terms of advocacy successes?
No, actually.
I have another one. We have, I know that there was an issue on the psych ward with the secure room, and we went in and we worked with VHA to help with the renovation and have installation of toilet facility in the secure room, which there hadn't been previously, and have a complete renovation of those secure rooms. And I think that was an enormous achievement for the Advisory Council,
mm-hmm.
because I think it was an atrocity that it hadn't. There was no toilet facility in the locked room previous to that.
And I think mm-hmm. also on the ward, we've also been actively working with VHA with regard to the issue of smoking. And smoking cessation while on the ward.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working hard in that regard as well.
We've been talking with Paula Skilton and Chris Sutton, who co-chair Nanaimo's Mental Health and Addictions Advisory Council. The council is calling for the increased participation of people with mental health and addictions issues. Now, tell us more about the commitment that is expected. How often do you meet? Are there any important things that potential group members would like to be aware of?
We meet on the third Monday of every month. at Mental Health and Addictions at 528 Wentworth from 10 until noon. When you come to a meeting, we expect that you be engaged and interested, have something to contribute, or come and learn what we're about, and then come back with issues.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause again, you're hoping to include more people who are in either experiencing mental illness or addiction or both. So people need to feel that they'd be welcome and...
Yes.
Also, also that it's a very safe environment. Mm-hmm. You know, it's non-judgmental and that we're there to embrace whatever you're contending with, that your view is welcome. Mm-hmm. And that we do want to hear what you have to say, and mm-hmm. and that your view is worthy.
Paula, what's coming up on the immediate horizon for the group? What are some of the challenges that are emerging right now?
As you may be aware, right now there have been $45 million cutback in VHA, and that is severely impacting some of the services here. You know, there have been some positives, but in Nanaimo particularly, there is the possibility of some loss of service or loss of service to the crisis society. So, you know, they are a member sitting at our table. And so, you know, we are doing our best to support them and to help them. We, at our next meeting, are having Alan Campbell, who is the director. I always have to check what that title is. The director of mental health and addictions mm-hmm. from VHA coming to address some of our questions.
And when will that meeting be held?
November 16th at 10 o'clock.
November 16th at 10 o'clock.
At 528 Wentworth. Okay. And so...
Yeah. Now we have just a moment left, and I'm wondering if you have anything else you'd like to add that you may have neglected or is still kind of on your mind. Chris?
No, I think our plea is that your voices need to be heard, and we are a viable instrument for those voices to be heard. And until you come and see us, you're not going to know.
Paula?
You know, we have a great number of service providers sitting at the table, and we really do need equal representation from family members and mm-hmm. users of the system. And your voice isn't heard until you're there. So please come.
You don't have to be in crisis.
Very good. Okay, well, we'd like to thank you very much for joining us today, and we appreciate what you have, the information you've provided to us here. It's important.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Paula Skilton and Chris Sutton are the co-chairs of Nanaimo's Mental Health and Addictions Advisory Council. You can email the Advisory Council at N, as in Nanaimo, MHAAAC at gmail.com. That's NMHAAAC at gmail.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Colombian Centrist Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society, CHLY, 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.